Well, for a long time, we've been known as a website that provides school ratings using a 1 through 10 scale based on test scores. And what's new is that today we provide a more nuanced view of schools. Our rating now includes multiple factors to reflect information we know is really important to parents.
And what are some of those factors?
Yeah, so we're using data provided by states and the federal civil rights data collection to include upwards of 6 inputs depending on access to the data. And really, we're trying to shine a light on how schools prepare their students for success in college and later in life. These factors include a progress rating, which shows how much kids learn over time. We also are looking at advanced coursework and opportunities for kids to engage in rigorous coursework, which is really important. With things like participation in Algebra 1 is a really important indicator of future success in school and in life. We've also included an equity rating, which shines a light on how well schools are serving all of its students. And, you know, at the end of the day, we really believe that truly great schools serve all of their students well by preparing them for college and life beyond.
And you said all of the data that you collect is available from the federal and state sources, correct? So it's you're essentially an aggregator.
We are, sourcing the information, the raw data from the states and the federal data collection, and we're then turning that data into meaningful information for parents. And, you know, we really believe it's important for parents to be able to play their role to understand their options for their kids to be able to make the best decisions possible for their children's education.
So you're out with ratings for Massachusetts. So what's the best school in Massachusetts or the best school district?
You know, there is no single best school. It really depends on an individual family's priorities. And so what I would encourage families to do is go onto greatschools.org. You can search for a particular school if that's what you're interested in, or you can search for schools within your community. You can then look at those schools based on, you know, a variety of factors. And you can look at, you know, if you're really interested in how well a school is preparing its children for, you know, to be prepared for college, you can look at our college readiness indicator. If you're really interested in equity and how well the school serves all types of students, you can look at that information.
So, again, you're not basing this solely on test scores. So your system, your rating system is might be dramatically different from what Massachusetts uses when they evaluate schools and school systems, which is this level 1 through 5 rating system, which is based on MCAS scores.
Right. We see the information that we're providing to parents as a complement to what the state is publishing, right? The state has many stakeholders that it's trying to serve through its accountability system. Our single focus is on empowering parents with the information that they need to make the best decisions possible for their children. And that includes not only searching for what might be the best school for your child, given, you know, who your child is, but also we're really focused on giving parents actionable tips on how they can engage in conversations with administrators and teachers about the improving the school and the experience for students at the school that their child attends or other schools in their community.
Now, do your ratings include all regular public schools, charter schools, private schools?
We are comprehensive. We believe in helping parents make sense of all of their options.
So it includes all of the above then, basically.
That is correct. We do our best to have the most current comprehensive listing of all schools available, K through 12.
When parents check out your school ratings on your website, what's the top thing that they're looking for usually? Is it the academic progress, the equity ratings that you mentioned? What's the number one thing they're searching for?
It depends on the priorities. It, you know, families do take a lot of stock. You know, the majority of families really do want their kids to, you know, be prepared through their K-12 education to attend college. But, you know, some families are, you know, focused on other priorities. And, you know, it varies from family to family, which is why we've moved to a much more nuanced evaluation system, just to get a more holistic picture out to parents so that they can sort through the information and find what's most relevant to them.
Now, are your ratings available for schools in multiple states? And if so, how does Massachusetts stack up with the schools in other states?
Yeah, you know, we are nationwide with our information, but what's important to understand is that the ratings are unique to each state. So if you're looking at an individual school, that rating is and the ratings for that school are showing a comparison to other schools within the state. So you really cannot compare the ratings across state lines.
People who want to check out information about schools in their local area, how do they go about it?
Yeah, I would encourage families to go to greatschools.org, and you can search for a school, or you can type in your address, or you can search by city, and you will find a list of schools, and you can dig deeper on each individual school to get a better picture. You know, I think another thing that's really important is we're providing a starting point for parents to understand their options. And that we would always encourage parents to, if they're looking for a school for their child, go visit the school and see if it's the right fit.